If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back to Not Another Mummy Podcast with me, Alison Perry. Today on Not Another Mummy Podcast, I'm chatting to Kate Dyson, who's the founder of the biggest online community group for women in the UK, The Motherload. Living mostly on Facebook, it's a group where currently 84,000 mums hang out and discuss everything from asking for advice when their baby won't stop crying to jumpers at school that just keep going missing. I don't know about you, but I have been there and it's frustrating. Kate's a mum of three and her youngest 10-month-old Ted joined us in the studio while we chatted about everything from mum communities and why there's a massive need for them, the commodification of motherhood, and why groups of mums are often sneered at by others. We also talk about mum mantras and whether they're supportive and useful or whether they risk dismissing valid concerns and shutting down conversations. Have a listen to my chat with Kate and tell me what you think. I'm here with Kate Dyson. Have I said that your name correctly?
Yeah.
I assume it's a bit like the vacuum cleaner.
It's exactly like the vacuum cleaner. Sadly, no relation.
Are you? Oh yeah, I was going to say you've got a few bob coming your way.
God, can you imagine? It would be amazing, wouldn't it?
I'm
Although
Kate Dyson.
His Brexit thing, maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not.
I'm
Kate
myself.
Dyson of the Dyson Empire, and my house is very clean. Can you imagine?
Can you imagine? It would be amazing.
I should, if I was a professional podcaster, I would check the pronunciation of people's names before we hit record. rather than going, have I said that right? Right, Kate, welcome.
Hello.
It is so nice to have you in the podcast. We've
Thank
been trying
you.
To kind of sort this out for a while,
I know,
haven't we?
I know.
And then logistically, it kind of hasn't happened until now. But we're in a lovely studio and we are joined by your gorgeous little baby Ted.
I know, he might make a little appearance at some point because he's quite chatty himself.
Yeah.
I have no idea where he gets that from.
So if you hear any gurgling or babbling, it's not our tummies.
Well, it might be, actually. But technically, yes, it's Ted. It's
yeah,
Ted.
We'll blame him. We'll blame him. That's the good thing about having a baby, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can blame them for all sorts.
Oh, everything. It's a bit like having a dog, isn't
yeah.
it? If any foul smell in the room, it's
yeah.
always the dog's fault.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, same with the baby.
It's also quite handy. It's also quite similar to having a dog in that one of my twins crawled off sort of behind the sofa yesterday and came back with a rice cake and started chomping on it. Now, I knew that rice cake had only been there since the night before, so it's not that bad, but I just let her carry on eating it.
You know that whole like 3 second rule thing?
Yeah.
It's just like, it's like 30 days, isn't it? Is it?
The 30-day rule.
Has it gone mouldy? No. Okay, we're good. We're good to go.
You know your standards are slipping when you've got a 30-day rule. Yeah. Yeah. Is there fluff and stuff growing on that piece of food?
Oh, like, so even then I'm a bit loath to...
Yeah. But honestly, I just think that why bother having a dog when you've got a crawling baby that can just hoover up
Do you know
bits
what?
Of food?
I think, you know, there's like having a baby level of like... responsibility, isn't there? And then there's people who are absolutely mad who have a dog and a baby at the same time. Why would you do that?
I
do
know,
it to yourself.
I know. So you're a mum of three, aren't
I am.
You?
I am.
And your youngest is 10 months old, and
yes.
he's here hanging with us. And you're the founder of the Mother Load.
I am.
Now, for anybody who's not aware of the Mother Load, tell us a bit about what it is and how it came to be.
So the Mother Load is, well, currently, you never know, the UK's largest community group for women on social media. We're based on Facebook, and we have about 85,000 women who come together every day to just 85, talk about...
85,000?
Yeah, yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah, it has. It's really grown, yeah. So they all come together and they share advice and they talk. But the important thing about the Mother Load is it's completely non-judgmental. And I think we're going to probably talk about this in a bit about Facebook groups and mum groups especially, because you know, they do get a really bad rap, and I certainly don't want to run a group that is nasty, bitchy, you know, the rest that I think sometimes community groups of women do get tarred with that brush. So I started it when I had postnatal depression with Maggie.
How old is she now?
She is now 5, nearly 6.
Okay.
And she was 18 months old. So it wasn't, I'd been quite ill for quite some time and going back to the doctors and whatever. There was, you know, some things that I wanted to, I was scared of telling the doctor, you know, the idea of rage and all of that that you can get with PND. Mm. And I was it was very late at night, and I was actually on a well-known parenting forum, and I posted on there to just say, is this normal? Is this postnatal depression? Blah, blah, blah. And I got back, oh gosh, an absolute beating.
Really?
Yeah, a real beating.
Oh, yeah. That really makes me so sad to hear.
This is why so many women don't talk about it, or they weren't talking about it.
When you say you got a beating, changed. What kind of things were people saying?
Oh, that I should be grateful, I should, you know, that it was nothing to do with mental health, that I was, you know, maybe just needed to check myself. Well, you know, it is to do with mental health. And one thing that I was very worried about was bonding, and I was told that that's, you know, that's ridiculous, of, you know, that you just really need to spend more time with your baby. So it was along those lines, and I just thought, this is insane. This is like, this has made me feel 10 times worse. And about a week later, it was night feed again, and I thought, I'm going to, if I can't use a forum, if I can't use a place out there, I'm going to just set something up with my friends. So 8 of us were on this group, on this Facebook group, and we sort of came together and joked about motherhood and shared advice. And it's sort of... Is Ted all right? I think...
Is he having a poo?
Yeah, I think he's having a poo. Oh,
there's, baby. There's little noises coming from him.
Hello.
And he's got that classic red face.
Yes. Oh. Oh, God, it can't take him anywhere, can you?
Oh,
can't take him anywhere.
Bless
him. So, and Mummy is talking about important stuff here. I felt like there needs to be a space that is safer than this. And so, yeah, I set this thing up with my friends, and it's gone from, it just organically grew, just from people inviting friends, and we've never advertised it as a group, a community or anything. And it's grown to, yeah, now 85,000.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. I think as well, the really nice thing is, on balance, I mean, of course things change as people, as it grows and grows, but essentially that... that essence of what it was in the beginning is still there.
Yeah.
Of, you know, us sharing and it being a safe place and it being a comfortable place.
And as it grew, did you have any kind of idea where it was going, or was it just a case of it all happened so gradually and organically that you never ever had really had a chance to think about it?
No, I didn't. To be honest, I still now sort of like... look at that member count and think, oh my God, you know, what's all that about? Ted is really going for it in the corner.
He's having a really big poo, everyone.
He's having a really
he's
big
really
poo.
He's really red.
Oh, he's really red.
I feel a bit bad that we're sharing this moment with
so do I on a podcast.
With my podcast
poor
listeners.
Boy. Poor boy.
Oh.
Are you okay? I still pinch myself now thinking about it. It's an amazing thing. I'm very, very proud of it, because I think it has given many women a space to explore motherhood in a way that they didn't have necessarily. And it is different from like Instagram or, you know, whatever. It's more democratic.
Is it kind of self-policing in a way? Do people kind of pull each other up on stuff if somebody's a bit out of line?
We do moderate it very heavily, primarily though for safety, because my biggest concern is the responsibility we have when we're running the group. And I do really believe that we need to be very cautious. Now, I know there are forums out there like Mumsnet who really believe in a freedom of speech. And I think that's great and it has its place. But social media is a slightly different beast. And I think things have changed over the last few years with trolling and, you know, the level of contact that people can have through, you know, the social media platforms where they message each other privately, which doesn't necessarily happen on a forum. Mm. And so, you know, I think we do have a responsibility to be pretty heavy on the moderation. And, you know, that frustrates some people. Other people really like it. But I think when I say democratic, I think I mean that, you know, when you follow someone on Instagram, you're just seeking their advice. It's less of a community contribution in that respect. So, you know, definitely, I think you get a wider response and you get a more varied response, you know, which when you're having a dilemma, I think can be very helpful. It can also be very confusing, of course.
What would you say has been the best thing about running it since you started it? What's been the best thing to come out of it?
Oh, we've had so many acts of kindness, you know. It's just the loveliest community for that. They really seek to help each other out and to support each other. And we've had some amazing moments where, they call themselves Molos. Motherload is, you know. Where they've just gone above and beyond. And I don't mean just like popping down. Like one woman, this is one of my favourite stories. Claire wrote on the group, you know, oh my God, is there any chance? This is the biggest, like most remotest chance ever. Is there anyone in Utrecht who, a Molo in Utrecht? My friend has been on holiday over there for the Christmas period. She's got really ill. She's now in hospital. Her husband has had to go home and she's on her own until he can return. And there was a Molo in Utrecht who got on over the Christmas period and literally within an hour was at that hospital with treats.
Wow.
And yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, Catherine was, it was amazing. An absolute, you know, moment of how that group just connects each other and the importance of women coming together. And really that mantra of women supporting women, really there in play. And things like that happen all the time. And, you know, it's amazing to be running a community where that kind of kindness happens.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
It's funny, isn't it? Because like communities of women, whether it is online or whether it's, you know, people, you know, mums at the school gate or, you know, it really does feel like it's this there's two extremes, isn't there? Like what you've just described, that kind of that sense of really going above and beyond and women supporting women, that is absolutely, you know, something that happens.
Yeah.
But then on the flip side, you have got that, you know, the experience that you had, for example, of, you know, perhaps, you know, going onto a forum and being judged, yeah, and being, you know, someone being quite unkind, yeah, and quite, you know, not even trying to understand how you might be feeling and the effect that their words might have on you. And that kind of stereotype of, you know, groups of women getting together and being bitchy, yeah, and unkind.
Yeah.
And it really feels like communities of women, you absolutely get those two extremes. So running the Mother Load and being, I guess, in charge of this community of women, you must have seen a fair bit of negativity aimed at mums.
Yeah.
So there's something that we've spoken about, yeah, kind of across, you know, DMs and stuff in the past, haven't we? Mm. There's this, I've seen quite a lot of people being quite kind of like snooty,
yeah,
about, you know, communities of mums or, you know, women and, you know, mums, really. The motherhood thing seems quite a big aspect.
Definitely.
You must have seen that a lot.
Yeah, I have. I think, actually, there's no one more judgmental than another mum, which is just, it feels insane to me. Women can be amazing supports for each other, like, and get it beyond anyone else. But they can also be the first to tear you down, unfortunately. And especially if there's a pack mentality, which sometimes you get on mum groups of whatever, whether it's on Instagram as a community,
even
or whether
at the school
it's on
gate, or that even happens.
At, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Motherland wasn't born out of nothing, was it? So,
I can't watch Motherland. I mean, I do watch it. I love it, but I can't watch it without. I almost have like my buttocks clenched the whole way through, because there is just so much truth. And a lot of it is very uncomfortable to watch.
Oh, my God, isn't it? Because, I mean, obviously it's a comedy, but and it's heightened. But those are characters we all know.
Yeah.
We all know. Do you know one of those episodes was called Mother's Load?
Oh, was it?
Yeah, yeah. And another one was named after Mummy's Gin Fund as well.
Oh.
So I think it might have been, yeah, inspired.
Yeah. It's brilliant. It's so, so good.
But, yeah, definitely. I think there is this like kind of idea of a mom clique. You know, this I struggle with it because I think on one hand, we all need to identify as part of a group. Like that's a very natural, very human thing. It's not just mums. We all do it in terms of friendship groups or, you know, identifying with people at work who just we get more than others. But when mums come together, unfortunately, there is this real sneering about it. Like, oh, God, here's a mums group or... Facebook groups for mums, like they were the worst of the pits.
Why do you think that happens though? Because I mean, there was an article in Grazia, I think it was on the Grazia website, which you and I chatted about, and it was talking about this very thing where the whole kind of mums on Instagram or mum bloggers absolutely get sneered at way,
yeah,
more than people who talk about, you know, go on Instagram to talk about beauty or about their career,
yeah,
or about fashion or interiors. And the reality is that becoming a parent, whether you're a mum or a dad, but let's be honest, it is mums that kind of get sneered at way more than dads do.
Yeah.
It's a huge life-changing thing.
I think I was reading something the other day. It was on a forum. It wasn't Mum's Nest. It was the other one. And they were saying that they found it really interesting that motherhood had been had become a commodity. And perhaps that is part of the snaring, really. Something that women did for generations and only moan to their mate about it. Now we have a platform in order to talk about the highs and lows very openly, very candidly.
But we need that because
I totally agree.
Back in the day, you had a community
absolutely
of, you know, your family,
yeah,
around you, and generations of, you know, women to pass on information for you to go to them with your concerns. That doesn't exist anymore.
No, it
as
doesn't.
Much.
And also, I, when my mum talks about how me and my sister are perceived as mums and our motherhood journey in comparison to hers, she really feels like it was a lot easier for her because the amount of judgment and the amount of information, the amount of research and the amount of, you know, castigation that is out there if we don't research exactly how someone else would, the amount of opinion from strangers is extraordinary. And so I think it's fair enough that now we need, you know, to find that tribe beyond just one or two that we know in our street or in our locality. You know, I think the internet is a wonderful thing. It connects women in a way that we could never have anticipated only a few years ago, really. And here we are all together with a fairly common interest, not just in parenting, but just in the way we view parenting. And I think that is really important for women to have. I think the word empowerment is used on social media probably too much. But I do feel it empowers mums to be the best mum that they can be, but only when it's without judgment. Because I think once the judgment seeps in, that isn't empowering. That's the exact opposite, isn't it?
I think it's probably fair to say, though, that everyone judges. I think that.
Oh yeah.
That it's just human nature, isn't it? And I think that the difference is whether you vocalise that judgment or not.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, I think anyone who says, well, I never judge another mother,
is
lying.
Of course we all do. Whether it's that you see a mum do something that's very different to you. I think...
It doesn't make it okay, though. Just because everyone does it doesn't mean that it's all right.
No, no. And that is one problem with social media, is that our boundaries are so low now that... For some reason, we think that it's perfectly acceptable to express that judgment, of another mum with a snapshot of her life. And yes, it's probably in the same way that, you know, we've been judged in a coffee shop for doing something. You know, that it does happen everywhere. You know, judgment's a funny thing for me because, of course, I run a non-judgmental group and I think a lot of people therefore expect me to be completely free of judgment myself. And of course, I equally judge. I'm as human as anyone else. But what I've always wanted is to provide a space that is free from that for women. And whether or not I personally wouldn't do something and I personally would think, oh, God, you know, I think that's insane or whatever. I do believe that women should have the right to expect a space to be able to explore all kinds of things about parenting without having that additional layer of defending themselves all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things I really wanted to chat to you, Kate, about is the whole mum mantra.
Yeah. Oh, we had a chat about this.
We had a chat about this because I love a mum mantra. So I'm somebody who will very often share them and, whether it's some of my favourite mum mantras are things like, you can't pour from an empty cup. And this too shall pass.
Yes. Very famous one.
Yeah. And they're all things that I feel like if I just see a glimpse of it, if I'm having a really bad day, it makes me feel better. But you feel, you have mixed feelings about mum mantras, don't you?
I do. I do. Mainly because, when I first had Bess, I loved a mum mantra. You know, I was all over this too will pass. And you can't pour from an empty cup. And they've gone off the top of my mind. There's one about wine, isn't there? And, you know, and I love them. And more than anything, it made me feel part of this tribe. You know, I felt like I'd found my people. If someone was, like, saying one of these mantras, then I thought, yes, great, you get it. But as I've run the motherload, I do feel that there is another side to the mum mantra, and that is that it can dismiss women's very valid concerns, very worrying concerns. I tell you, we had a post yesterday where, Ted's just tucking into the serene now. God, hang on a second. It's like snack ahoy.
Snack time.
anything to just keep him happy. Yeah, so on the Motherlode, it's... we had this post, and she said, you know, my son hasn't eaten for a year, and it's doing my head in. He doesn't eat properly. He just grazes. I can't get him to eat a real meal properly. I've tried everything. And listen, please don't post this too shall pass, because I am so beyond this too shall pass. It's been too long. You know, now I need practical solutions to dealing with it properly. And I thought that just sums it up. Like, you know, this too shall pass is usually proffered during a pretty difficult phase that we're dealing with, often behaviourally, or something where we are at the end of our limits. And when we, you know, especially sleep, for example, weaning, for example, you know, these quite big issues, especially for first-time mums, where you're, you know, you're very worried and you're a bit confused, and so like we talk about it with our friends or we post online, and then met with, oh, this too shall pass.
Yeah.
It stops the conversation, it stops advice, and it stops us exploring actually how someone really is feeling about it.
Yeah.
And so while I think, you know, along with the meme, yes, it's very jolly and it's got its place, I think we do have to be really careful that, especially as a community, when we're trying to support each other as mums, that we're not using the mum mantra to kind of dismiss or just stop a conversation.
Yeah.
Because often what's preceded it might be a call for help.
That's a really good way of looking at it. Another one that I thought of as you were talking was people saying the years are... What is it? The days are long, but the years are short.
But then that's a guilt trippy thing,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It's like you should be cherishing every moment.
Oh, that's another one.
Cherish every moment.
And stuff like... I think, you know... we've got to be really careful that we're not sort of cherish every moment, especially is one that really does my head in.
Because it's always said by people who haven't, who have got older children.
Yes.
Who haven't got small babies or toddlers, and they're looking back with rose tinted glasses, and, you know, they're remembering the cuddles and the cute moments.
You and I both have older children, don't we?
Yeah.
So, you know, we know that it's really easy to forget those baby years. And when you get to like 6, 7, they're so much easier. They play off by themselves. You know, you get more time back.
You can have proper conversations with
them. They sleep.
When they're unwell, they can tell you what's wrong.
Exactly.
All of that stuff becomes so much easier, doesn't it?
So much easier. And you start to then worry about things like school and like results in tests and are they reading properly? And all of that feels so much
and
bigger.
Friendship
than,
issues.
Oh my God, I used to just worry about if they slept all the time.
Yeah.
But when you're in the thick of it, and now we both have been over the last year, like, oh, I just... It was really good for me, actually, because I was really getting to the point where I nearly wanted to give up the Motherlode last year. I just felt I'd outgrown it completely.
Because your kids were older.
Because my kids were older. And, of course, the same themes come up. Sleep, potty training, weaning, activities with a two-week-old. You know, genuine issues that mums are facing and need advice with. But when you're out of it and you have a 7-year-old, it's so easy to forget and to diminish that.
Yeah.
And so having Teddy definitely for me sort of was a sharp reminder, like, hang on, this shit is hard, you know, and we do need to be able to ask the most insane questions. And even to the point where he was 3 weeks old and I was thinking, well, what do I do with you now? Like, maybe should I get some toys? Maybe I'll post if there's any toys.
Yeah.
Should we go?
Should I get some black and white flashcards to wave in front of my 3-week-old baby? It's like, well, you could, but you could just sit there with a cup of tea and enjoy the peace and quiet.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and certainly with my first, I would have had the black and white cards out.
Yeah, So,
I think... things like cherish every moment are just so reductive, and they dismiss really valid moments for women, especially. I've never seen a man be, you know, someone saying to a man, cherish every moment.
No, that's so true. When has a dad ever been told to cherish every moment? But I think, I mean, in defence of mum mantras, I wonder whether it's a case of just picking your mantra and picking your moments.
Yeah.
And sometimes actually saying something like the days are long but the years are the days are long but the years are short.
Yeah.
I'm getting myself really confused with that one. Sometimes that might help, because actually there are times when you just think, oh my goodness, how is it only 2 p.m? I literally feel like it should be bedtime already.
Yeah.
And I'm still knackered.
Yeah.
And I've still got a few hours to go until bedtime, and you're just frazzled. Sometimes just having that kind of reminder
in the back of your mind.
Is that, I don't know, does it just make you feel guilty, or does it reassure you? Is it a bit of both?
Maybe a bit of both. I'm not sure. I'm not sure I've ever been in the midst of a hair-tearing moment when really I just want to lock myself in the pantry with a glass of wine and felt like, yeah, cherish every moment, Kate.
Just cherish them.
Deep breathe it and cherish every moment.
Yeah.
In fact, if someone had said it to me at that point, I might have punched them in the face. But, it's also different when you're a first-time mum versus like a third-time mum, you know. I think it's very easy to be glib third-time rounds, you know, over a first-time mum's dilemma and confusion and the whirlwind of that. So, certainly things like This Too Shall Pass actually really does have a place. And I think it, you know, those phases do pass, and those blips in sleeping might, as long as you do have a normal sleeper, it will rectify itself. And, you know, there are very few 18-year-olds still waking up for their mum, you know. I'm sure there'll be one or two.
There must be. I absolutely think that's the main thing that's felt different for me second time round, is that I get my knickers in a twist a lot less.
Yeah.
So when I am up at 3 a.m. with a baby that just won't settle, you know, every time I put her down in her cot, she kind of cries and wakes up and wants cuddling again. And I just think, do you know what? This won't last forever. And as much as I'm knackered, you know, so tired that I want to cry right now, and I know that I've got to get up and go to a work meeting tomorrow morning and be all fresh-faced and, you know, I think first time around, it really got to me. It felt like, this is my life now. This is it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be this tired forever.
Yes. I didn't realize
I didn't realize this was motherhood. No one told me.
Why wasn't this in the antenatal class?
Honestly, I really felt like, I mean, I think when my eldest was about 8 months old, I wrote a blog post which was called The Big Baby Lie.
Yeah.
I was convinced that there was this massive conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was so angry that people hadn't told me what it would be like.
I keep saying I want to write a book that is basically everything that you weren't told at antenatal class.
Yeah.
Like, but it needs to stretch like all the way up to like beyond starting school.
Yeah,
because
even
then there's stuff. It's really hard, isn't it? I think the interesting thing is that it's experienced mums who often pass that mantra on. So actually, they're not necessarily diminishing. They're not necessarily like saying, you know, that's it. But I think, you know, what they are doing is just from the wisdom of their years saying, do you know what? It'll be okay. Like, I can reassure you it'll be okay. But as long as we're not, you know, we're not forgetting to listen to what perhaps is going on behind that, then I think, you know, probably they do have their place to a degree.
To a degree.
Yeah, I still will, you know, remind people on the motherload.
Basically, don't come at Kate with a mum mantra unless you're 100% convinced.
Unless you've got a wine glass in your other hand, yeah.
Listen, Kate, on that note, thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you for having me.
Ted. I'd quite like to tuck into that saurine that you've got there, and you've got a bit of cheese and some grapes.
I've literally got everything. Why? And a Danish and a Belgian cake that was my breakfast.
Well, there you go. Why should Ted have all the fun and all the snacks?
Absolutely.
It has been so nice to chat to
you.
Thank you so much. Everyone needs to go and check out Motherload.
Yes, please.
And join up for your non-judgmental mother advice.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I think Kate deserves a medal for getting through a whole podcast interview with her 10-month-old by her side. Honestly, it wasn't easy. Well done, Kate. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. Tune in next week for another brilliant guest.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.